No, I'm well. I'm well. I'm very well. Yourself?
Doing okay. We haven't had a reason to chat to you because you haven't been racing. So you have been pretty busy, though. Even though you don't have meetings, there's lots of work you've been doing.
I've been going about for the last 2 years or so, consulting with trainers and scientists, and now we're in the process of building our new track, so which is now 60% complete. So we're in a really exciting phase and a bit of a holding pattern, but very exciting.
All right, so if someone was to make their way down there and just have a look, what would they see at the moment? You said about 60%. Is it 60% of the racetrack, or is it? Does it resemble a track? What would we see right now?
Yeah, no, you see the base down. The rail's about to be put in. You can definitely see the defined shape of the track, how it's going to look. The lighting's gone up. So the outside fence has been put up. So you can see where the racetrack's been. It looks like a racetrack without boxes and without the sand. So you can really get an idea of the shape, how it looks, and how you think your dogs are going to race on it.
So does it follow the blueprint from start to finish, or as things happen, are there tinkering or changes as the land or the builders or those designing things make their way over many months of progression?
From when we started building it, it's gone along the lines of the blueprints. During the process of actually coming up with that design, there were several designs put to trainers and put to our committee, and the one we settled on is the one that's happening. But as far as the way the track looks, it does look vastly different in real life than it does on the blueprint. It is the same. On the blueprint, it looks different, and we all know what racing people like. Something's different becomes a bit scary. But when people walk the track with me and they walk around the venue, they say that there's nothing to be scared of. Essentially, it's just a U-turn track with a longer back straight than it does a front straight. So they put at ease immediately when they get there. So the actual design looks a bit scary on paper because it's different, but it is essentially just a normal U-turn track with a very wide turn and a very long back straight. And
so how do we decide, how did you decide on the final layout of the track? Because I guess you weren't restrained totally by the land. So when we have, for example, in the Thoroughbreds, racing.com, the newest track in Victoria for so many years, so they had the chance to, you know, build a brand new base for Thoroughbred racing that hadn't been done before. When you've got the chance to develop a new track and you know what the other tracks are like in Victoria and across the country, what advantage did that give you?
Starting from scratch, we had a real advantage in that, you know, we put the animal first and just focus on greyhound welfare and trying to design something that would reduce interference in racing, which, as we all know, can cause injury. But, you know, really focus on that. And then the site does have some challenges, and we've got some heritage listed trees there. So we couldn't have the traditional one-turn shape. So we approached the University of Technology of Sydney, who've done a number of studies of greyhounds and how fast they go and how long they maintain their top speed and when they reach their top speed. And there's a lot of scientific work into the development of this track. So we're able to consult with them. We're able to look at our site without the restrictions, the distances and so forth. And they come up with this design for us. And at first we thought, oh, geez. It's different, but when they started explaining the science behind it and how they thought greyhounds would race on it, it became apparent that this is the way we would have to go. And I really applaud our committee for making the decision. It's different, so there was some pushback against it, but they've been really resolute that they go first, the greyhound first, and we have this belief that if we have an obligation as a club to provide a track that we see is that provides the best opportunity for the greyhounds to come, race and go home nice and healthy. So that's where our motivation was from, and we worked with the University of Sydney and also GRV to come up with a project that will result in that exact outcome. So this is what we've got. I've been racing dogs for 35 years myself personally, and And I really do think this will work. I think it's a very good concept. It's different, but when you look at the track and you're aware of the way greyhounds race and you look at the scientific background that supports that, well, I think this is a very good thing. And who knows, it may become the new norm. Something like this or aberrations of this may become the new norm.
We're chatting to Steve Clark from the Traralgon Greyhound Racing Club. 60% completed this brand new track, and the start of racing is well in sight. We often hear about businesses going forward, green energy and the environment and so on. And you are actually going to be, what, totally solar powered. Is that correct?
Yeah, daytime power will be solar power. 100% will be powered by solar. So it will be cost neutral during the day. And we've installed LED lighting with a dimmer switch for the nighttime meeting. So we're trying to be as green as possible, as cost-effective as possible. There's an article in the Greyhound website this week which basically outlines that during our closure, we, as a club, we've embraced cost-saving mechanisms such as better water reticulation, increasing the capacity of our dam, LED lighting, cool rooms, weather switches, or everything that we've implemented is to save costs, and we're just doing that to support Greyhound Racing Victoria so they can redirect funds to other areas of need within the industry. So I think we all have an obligation to try and work as efficiently as we can so that the money can be put where it's most needed.
So your reintroduction to racing, will it be time to include the Gippsland Carnival, which, of course, you've been missing now for a couple of seasons? Will there be plenty of meetings before? How will you time your return?
Yeah, we'll return to trialling and have a four to five week trial period before we open. So the anticipation is that we'll be returning to trial and returning to racing at the end of October. Which is in time for the Gippsland Carnival. We actually are hosting the launch of the carnival this year, so and we'll have the last event in the carnival. So we'll be the bookends of the carnival this year, which is fantastic for us. So we're really excited by it. We can really see that it's generated a huge interest in both the local community and the greyhound community. So we're excited by that, and we'll be really excited to get people back to our venue and greyhounds back to our venue racing.
And just finally, Steve, do you still remember what to do in terms of running a race meeting on the day or night?
To be honest, I didn't even have an idea before we closed. So, I've tried to keep my foot in. I looked after Geelong for about 8 months due to their manager having an illness, and I've helped out at Canberra and Ballarat. So I still have some idea, and our staff have been travelling around keeping their toe in the water, helping out other clubs as a needs basis. So, yeah, no, we know what to do. We just can't wait to get on the starting line and get about doing it again.
Fantastic. Excitement building, and we look forward to chatting to you later in the year as the track gets close to completion. Have a look at that article on the GRV website. Terrific news there. All the best, Steve. We'll speak again. Great to catch up with you.
Yep, fantastic. Thanks very much for your time.